Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Chrissy Teigen shut down Bill O'Reilly on Sunday night after he threw that jab at her husband, John Legend. You know, his role as Jesus Christ in Jesus Christ Superstar Live was aired on Sunday night, and you know Chrissy was tweeting the entire thing in support of her husband because that's the way she does it. Well, honey, then Bill O'Reilly shared his thoughts on the TV special, and she wasn't having it. Now, apparently Bill was watching JC Superstar on NBC, and he tweeted, quote, "Who knew Jesus of Nazareth had a tattoo parlor? Jeez!" Well, it didn't take long before Chrissy fired off her tweet. She replied by bringing up the reported $32 million settlement that the former Fox News host had to pay after being accused of repeated sexual harassment back in January of 2017. Oh, and by the way, he lost his job, too. Touché to Chrissy. Yep, you always get them, girl. And Tiger Woods got his ex-girlfriend, Kristen Smith, to apparently sign a non-disclosure agreement to make sure that she kept her mouth shut about their nuclear breakup. But now she wants out of the deal, and apparently they are locked in a nasty legal war. Woods and Smith, who dated from 2017 to 2015, are currently in arbitration. TMZ says it's over that non-disclosure agreement. Kristen believes that Woods cheated on her in 2017. That's why she ended their relationship, and of course to save himself from another embarrassing sex-fueled PR nightmare. I was told that Woods offered Smith money to sign this NDA. But you know what? I don't know if she ever accepted it. Things have now changed, though, because Kristen Smith is trying to invalidate the NDA, claiming it's not enforceable. You think she's been following the Stormy Daniels story? Because it does sound a bit similar, doesn't it? And we have lost yet another great leader. Nelson Mandela's ex-wife, Winnie Madikizela Mandela, an anti-apartheid activist in her own right, whose reputation was sullied by scandal, has died. Winnie was 81 years old. Now, Madikizela Mandela will be honored by a state funeral on April 14th, preceded by an official memorial service on April 11th. President Cyril Ramaphosa described Madikizela Mandela as a champion of justice and equality and the voice for the voiceless. Now, you know, she was actually Nelson Mandela's second of three wives, but they were married from 1958 to 1996. Nelson died in 2013, but you know, he was imprisoned for 27 years, which was most of their marriage. And she really was the one who kept the memory of her imprisoned husband alive during his years on Robben Island, and actually gave the struggle for justice in South Africa its most recognizable face. When Nelson Mandela was released from prison, the first stop he made here in the United States was Boston. I was a reporter there, got the scoop, and the only interview with Winnie Mandela. She was truly a force to be reckoned with. Winnie Madikizela Mandela, rest in peace, because you certainly deserve it. And my sincere condolences go out to the family. For all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.